Hello again, and welcome to episode 42 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined only by Harv today. Bronel apparently is taking the week off because he stinks at picks and has lost for yet another week.
Is it just a week, or is he done? Like, is he just packed?
I don't know.
Mailed and thrown the towel and called it.
We told him what time we were taping at. He didn't show up. I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to be here for pick segment anyway. But this week we have a huge episode. We're going to recap the airport tournament, the QBE shootout. Then we're going to get into a great interview that we had with Colt Nost of the PGA Tour. Bagged ourselves another one. Colt. We'll get into that. Before we get started, though, we want to thank our sponsor, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DRIVETHEGREEN for 15% off your order, PLYRGolf.com. Thanks again to Player.
Ignore their 12 days of Christmas. Use that promo code.
Yeah, 12 days of Christmas. We're, I think, in day 7 or 8 of them blowing out all their inventory. Way better deals than 15%, but only on one product. So take a look, PLYRGolf.com. Yeah, QBE shootout. Kind of a weird format. Only 3 rounds. Only got to watch golf for 3 days. And then to top it all off, Brian Harman and Patton Kizzire win the tournament. And they weren't even supposed to be a team. They don't like each other. They've been rivals forever.
The biggest thing I noticed with this is Patton Kizzire is a GD giant.
He is a giant.
Like, how do you be that tall and think, I'm going to play golf?
Yeah, 6'5".
Yeah. Why aren't you picking up the board, offensive boards and...
yeah, cleaning the glass, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he probably cleaned a ton of glass when he was a kid. He definitely looks like the gentle giant in grade 8 that was 6'3" in grade 8 while other 5'4" kids are running around and he's just elbows to the forehead.
He's almost a foot taller than Brian Harman.
Well, yeah, it looked like when they're holding that damn trophy. But Patton, king of silly season. Guy loves pre-Christmas tournaments.
Yep.
And before you know it, he'll be in the FedEx Cup finale yet again in the third, holding down the 30th place.
So, like, Davis Not Love,
Colt Nost has anything to say about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Davis Love dropped out for personal reasons, but were they supposed to play together? Is it just random?
Yeah, good question. I prefer when you don't bring that stuff up because it feels like we don't do enough research to answer these questions.
It seems like that's something that Bronel would know.
Yeah.
But he bailed on us again.
So
that question was directed at him, and he's not here to answer.
And now we're looking at an empty chair with a piece of paper on it with questions from an interview that we did. And there's no Bronel there to answer the questions. Right. We can't even ring the bell because we don't have time. We got too much stuff to
do. Moving on. Who got second?
Who knows who got second?
McDowell and Grillo. Yo, that's who got second.
No one saw that coming.
See, that's what I thought too when I was even writing these notes. But McDowell got second last year in this event. So maybe people should have saw it coming.
Well, one guy that did see it coming when we get into picks is yours truly, because he was on that team. Now, going complete flipping it over, something no one saw coming was Kistner and Champ.
That had to be the best team
best
on
team.
Paper.
Best team on paper, probably. Champ bombing it out there. Kiz dead last. Still picked up, what, 80K for their troubles? But
yeah, imagine just doing that 80K just to piss around for 3 days.
Like, it was crazy that after the first round, three-way tie for first place after shooting 59s.
Yeah, in a scramble, that was pretty neat.
Just kind of a cool tournament. It was nice to see the dynamic of some of the teams. Different dynamics. Obviously, Bubba was chirping HV3. Harold Varner 3 sticks. I don't know how do we even say that. Hank 3 sticks.
Harry 3 sticks.
I don't know. Something like that.
Remember, he doesn't look like you how you think he
yeah,
looks.
Yeah, no. Harold Varner III. And then Bubba was caught FaceTiming. This is another cool, like, so they're doing an interview after the round, Bubba and Harold, and then all of a sudden Bubba's phone rings and
he picks it up.
Yeah, and there's JT FaceTime. It was almost like it was staged, though. because I don't, I've never seen a guy answer his phone. But again, it was maybe the general feel of the tournament being a little bit more laid back, had his phone on, wasn't expecting the interview. But then all of a sudden JT calls, they FaceTime him and Harold.
My question is, why is JT phoning Bubba?
Yeah.
Well, you're on holidays in the Bahamas.
Yeah, a little humble brag.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I guess maybe they are friends, but it seems weird to me.
It was a bit odd. It caught me off guard for sure.
Yeah.
And then some other key points. It's a little bit odd recapping this tournament because there's only 12 teams. I mean, I think we've already blown through five of them briefly in 4 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Lexi Thompson and Tony Finau, seventh place.
Respectable. Solid she was finish. Fourth last year. I think they made just over 100K each. And I think Lexi, on a 20-tournament grind on the LPGA Tour, just made just over a million. So
yeah,
there's probably a reason why she plays in this every year.
For sure. And we'll get into it in the news. Speaking of that, LPGA's added a little bit extra cash to the pot for next year. So that's a step in the right direction for the LPGA. I mean, other than that, we can talk about the trophy.
The trophy, I mean, that's pretty ugly.
The palm tree?
Yeah, just the three palm trees on like a bronze palm tree.
But were you looking at it on tilt because Kazire was holding it at his chest level and yeah. Harmon was trying to hold it up over his head?
Yeah.
I mean, so it might have been a little tilted, but the palm tree trophy wasn't bad.
It's appropriate for the tournament, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Like that Tiger trophy last year was not appropriate, or last week was not appropriate for the tournament. That's not good.
It's okay. Tiger's tournament.
Yeah, well, it doesn't even look like a tiger. It looks like a stuffed animal tiger. I don't like it.
Stuffed animal tiger.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, it's still a tiger.
It's still a tiger, but it just looks like, it just doesn't look like.
Doesn't fit the room.
Think of the technology. You can, like, how you can just like intricately design something with these water saws and stuff. Yeah. And now this thing looks like some kid carved it out of a, I don't know, clay.
It just tied the room together.
Yeah, it's not. Maybe my expectations are too high.
I think you're a little bit too high. You've been pretty hard on some trophies. I think it's a little bit too high.
Yeah, there, but I mean, last week I retracted my comment on the barrel. Like, that's a top five trophy so far this year.
Yeah.
Might be top three.
Still trying to get Kevin Tway on here to talk about it, see where it is in his house. But one of these days we'll have Kevin on and we can get to the bottom of where that barrel is.
Yep.
But anyway, QB done for another year. Now, unfortunately, we hit the lull in the PGA season where we have to wait 3 weeks before another tournament hits, and then we head over to Hawaii for the Sony. I think Sony opens the next stop. That might be the one before it, but the you could probably ring the bell.
Oh yeah, the bell.
I set you up for the bell, and you didn't even do it. But
I'll do it. Don't worry. Service bell.
Service bell. Oh, there it is. All right. The next tournament is in fact the Century Tournament of Champions.
Yeah,
in Hawaii.
So that's so heading just over Sony all opens, the winners.
Yeah, Sony Open the week after, won by Patton Kizzire last year. So maybe he's rounding in a form right at the right time. Here I said he loves pre-Christmas tournaments, and he won the first one after Christmas last year. But no need
and
to fact check on this.
Our interview guy's playing in that one.
Colt, little piece of little tidbit that he shared with us when we get into the interview. He's looking to play in the Sony Open after being undergoing a couple surgeries here to get himself.
But we'll touch on that after the interview.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
In the news. Do you want to start with your favorite topic?
Yeah, just wanted to start by welcoming Gary Woodland to the club, the Hole-in-One Club. Congrats, Gary, on your ace. I'll just do my Brock voice. He already has a hole-in-one.
We don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know it, but
probably.
Yeah.
And what makes it even more impressive is with those ugly looking Wilsons.
I don't mind. I was sending out in the group chat those handsome looking Wilson staff clubs that Gary's been swinging. I'm converted to Cobra. Shout out to Rookie.
Speaking of Rookie, that little video he posted of his left-handed swing. His left-handed swing is better than his right-handed swing. No one will convince me otherwise.
His left-handed swing is better than 95% of amateur golfers.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But it's even better than his professional golfer right-handed swing.
Yeah. He was with, I think he was with Jimmy Walker when he was doing that. Jimmy Walker was posting all his picks. And they were doing bunker shots.
Must have been after the nap.
Yeah. Jimmy woke up from the nap and they headed out and yeah. Ricky had to take some shots. But I mean, it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to watch these guys on social media goof around like this, because the whole, I mean, it's just hard as a struggling wreck golfer like myself. Just see these guys, hitting left-handed shots, and just I'm sitting here struggling to put together sub 80 rounds, just embarrassing me. But hey, I can live vicariously through them. So what are you gonna do? Happy birthdays, Luke Donald and Billy Ho.
Friday, I think.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of other birthdays, but they're the notable ones.
Yeah,
I mean, not that the other ones aren't notable, but hey. Effort level is a little minimized on the birthday week stuff.
Yeah,
we can't find everyone, okay?
Friday. Billy Horschel turned 32.
Oh. Right. He's right on our tails.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
mine and Brunel's anyway. I don't know. He's still got about 15 years to catch up to you.
Yeah, catch up.
And then lastly in the news, well, a couple pieces. Emotional victory. For Mr. Oosthuizen,
winning at home, his home and native land, as Brunel would probably say.
Oh yeah, his home and native land. He choked up a little bit there in his post.
Did he?
In his post,
I just saw that he won and holding the trophy.
Yeah, no, he was. It's been a grind for him.
He's been struggling, yeah.
So, man, another throwback. Turn back the clock.
He's not that young or old yet, so
no, but. He said it's been a grind for him, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Good for him. And then, we had mentioned the LPGA has added, an extra
$5 million, and I think sheets? Three tournaments, yeah.
Five sheets and three tournaments?
I think so.
So, five sheets spread out over the course of the season, but still some cake to be handed out.
Yep.
So.
But what about the biggest one?
Oh, here we go.
Like, I'm just saying, like, this isn't golf-related.
But it has to be talked
about. It has to be talked about. Like, if you're... Well, I guess anyone. I don't want to discriminate gender. But if you're, like... Why aren't you using a burner phone? Or, like, something... Like, because people are obviously getting your number and hacking your phone. Obviously, I'm talking about Carissa Thompson here. And the videos that got leaked this week. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
You not putting, like... If that was me... I don't know.
About trust, man. It's all about trust. It's tough to.
I guess. It's a touchy subject. Wasn't she hacked? Sure. Or was.
I don't know what the answer is.
The guy she sent them to leaked them.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Maybe I should try and get in there and get some of those videos and leak them and make some money off this.
Oh, TMZ made a boatload of money. Whoever leaked them. But it's just.
I'm told they're good.
Yeah, I would. I haven't dabbled, haven't looked. Gotta keep up, keep a clean track record.
Okay.
Before we get into the Colt Nost interview, we're just gonna briefly breeze through picks because we want to save time at the end of the podcast to talk about the Colt interview. So we'll just get again. We're into lean days here on Drive the Green.
We drafted everyone.
We drafted
four
everyone.
Guys each.
Four teams.
Four teams each. I should point out that last week, Matty B said if he picked the winner, he would not count it towards a week.
Oh, yeah, I did say that.
Segue into this week, Matty B had an average of 4.25, which sounds impressive, but again, there's only 12 teams.
Until we get into what teams he had.
He picked Kazyron Harmon, who won.
Yep.
G-Mac and Grillo, who got second.
Yep.
Kevin Na and Bryson DeChambeau got third.
Yep.
And Stanley and Perez, who got...
So not only did I say 11. I wouldn't count it as a win, but that was with the footnote, if I pick 1, 2, and 3, I'm counting it as a win.
Whoa. We'll have to check the audio.
For second and third.
Yeah, there's no way that counts as a win. Otherwise, 1, 2, 3. Otherwise, my win last week counts as a win.
I thought we counted it. That's why we said it.
Okay. If you're counting my last week,
I thought that we'll was count the whole you point this week.
Brunel, what your vote?
Oh, he's
no,
quiet. He's
no objections? Silent. We're all good.
No objections. Silent.
Brunel actually changed up this week and got second instead of third. He had Woodland and Hoffman at third, Bubba and HV3 at 6, Stricker and O'Hare at 8th, and Landry and Donald at 10th for a 6.75 average. Something weird happened here, and I got 3rd.
Hey.
With the first overall pick. Happens. Cameron Champ and Kevin Kisner finishing dead last. Brant Snedeker and Horschel finishing 8th, Finau and Lexi 7th, and my best one, Likeable Luke List, and Chucky 3 Sticks at 3rd.
Yeah, you didn't fare so well.
No, not good.
7.5 on 4 teams picked, but hey.
Wasn't good, but hey, I need this little breather here to regroup for the 2019.
Yeah, well, we don't pick now until the post-Christmas episode.
Yep.
First episode of... 2019 might be the WWE Ultimate Foursome, but we'll see. We'll see
if we want to blow our minds.
Yeah. Apologies. Yeah, we had to breeze through that because I'm pretty jacked up to have Colt on the pod. Had to get through our generic recap and in the news picks before the feature this week.
Yeah,
because we had a fun time chatting with Colt. We will warn you, the interview is a little bit short, but I mean, that's on us on this one. We called during Monday Night Football. I mean, we had it on in the background here while we're taping. Colt was, I think we were watching it here. He probably had a drink in his hand.
It's the first week of fantasy football playoffs. Everyone's glued to the
high-end
Monday Night Football matchup that had a lot of players in it.
Can't blame him. You know, shorter interview, but I think everyone will enjoy it. He had a lot of good things to say. We'll be back after the interview to chat about our findings, and we hope everyone enjoys this interview with PGA Tour professional Colt Knost. Matty B with Drive the Green Golf here. Harv's joining me, and we have PGA veteran, Big Gravy Colt Knost with us today. Colt, thanks for joining us.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so Colt, we appreciate you coming on. Obviously, right now you're dealing with an injury. It's a hand surgery, is it?
Yeah, I've had 2 surgeries in the last 2 years, one on my wrist and then one on my left thumb, which is kind of what's been bothering me the last few years of my career. But things are starting to get better. I've been playing here at home at Whisperrock for like the last month and starting to finally feel pretty good. And it's nice to play golf pain-free. It's been a very long time.
Yeah, so you're kind of at the point now where it's getting a little bit... You know, you feel like the game's rounding into form. When's the plan to get back out there?
Yeah, I've been working really hard with my swing coach, Mark Blackburn. Really making some good changes to kind of hopefully take some stress off my hand and prevent further injury. And I plan on coming back for Sony Open next month.
Wow! Oh, nice, awesome, right back at her. And obviously, times are good. Times are good right now for you too. You're getting back into it. The Cowboys are in first place.
Yes, that's fantastic. That was an awesome game yesterday to watch.
What a finish, eh?
2 weeks ago, kind of thought the season. thought the season was over a few weeks ago, and now they've just rattled off 5 in a row and look like they're going to win the NFC East. So things are good right now.
Yeah, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because now that means that Jason Garrett's sticking around now for a while. Are you happy about that?
Hey, as long as they keep winning, I'm happy. Yeah. I mean, I'm not the biggest Jason Garrett fan, but hey, whatever works.
Yeah, and then obviously, if you're a Cowboys fan, is that like by default you're a Longhorns fan, or is it you're just kind of tied to, you got Texas roots now? And
I've always been a fan of the Texas Longhorns growing up. That's where I wanted to go to school, and unfortunately, that wasn't able to happen, but got to go to a great place at SMU. But yeah, I've always been a Longhorn fan, so I root for in college football, and it's nice to see them actually playing well again. They had a much better season than they have the past few years. But yeah, things are getting good.
Yeah, it's a good time. So one of the things we wanted to talk to you about, obviously PGA Tour, you're very active on social media. It seems like you know, you got a lot of buddies on tour. Is it kind of a good group of guys, good time right now to be in golf? I mean, you guys seem to rib each other quite a bit and you know, playful on Twitter every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome right now. I feel like golf's in such a good spot. You know, they got so many great young players, and not only are they great golfers, they're great people. And, I mean, yeah, we give each other a hard time, and I think that's just kind of I mean, what we do as athletes and stuff like that, it makes it fun. I mean, we all root for each other, but we also aren't scared to give each other a hard time.
Yeah, that's good. And do you think that's kind of part of golf being such an individual game, that it seems like, you know, PGA Tour players are the most active on social media because you're only really accountable to your own performance. So what you do kind of outside of the ropes, you can do kind of whatever you want because, you know, you're only accountable to yourself. You don't have teammates kind of breathing down your neck if you say the wrong thing and whatnot. Do you find that that's kind of maybe one of the reasons why?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is. It's an individual sport. It's obviously different than anything else, and there's not many people you can blame for when things go wrong other than yourself. And if you say something stupid, it kind of just only really affects you. But yeah, I mean, I love social media. I love having fun on there, and you know, making jokes and poking fun at some people every now and then, and I get it right back. It's all in good fun.
Hey, Colt, it's Harv here. I just had a quick question on that. So you guys rib each other on social media and probably in the locker room and on the practice tee, but then does the switch flip when it comes to a tournament round, or is there stuff going on that the cameras necessarily aren't catching when we're watching on TV, like playfulness and some ribbing back and forth during a round?
Yeah, I think it kind of just depends on who you're playing with, and obviously, like, we know how each other are, and for me, like, I mean, if I get paired with like Gary Woodland, like, yeah, we jab at each other, even out there during tournaments and stuff, and it's fun. But you also know, when the time is right and when the time's wrong. Obviously, I mean, if you're coming down the stretch on Sunday, probably not the best time to crack a joke on or hate on somebody. But like I said, I think it all just depends on who you're paired with and kind of what the vibe is in the group.
So to that point, what would the vibe be if you were kind of paired with Patrick Reed at any point in time? Or is that?
I don't know. I think you just let him kind of keep to himself and probably just focus on my game. I've taken a few jabs at Patrick on Twitter just out of fun. I respect Patrick. I think he's a great player. I just sometimes he doesn't say the right thing in my opinion, and yeah. I sometimes let him hear about it.
Well, and that's the thing too, is you have so many professional athletes, you know, in the PGA. Not everyone's going to be friends with people. It's just something that you know people deal with. Guys gel with each other. You know, the guys that might want to go out for a beer after, you know, might not. You know, there's other guys that might not want, you know, be part of that life. So obviously you're a beer guy. You know, big gravy pale ale. So shout out to that. Are you a fan of Canadian beer? Have you dabbled in Canadian beer? What's your thought on the stuff we got up here?
Oh yeah. I've had a few, and I've had Graham Bletz, Bard.
Bard, yeah.
Which is pretty good, but yeah. So I've tried a little bit of everything.
You got a favorite?
But normally just stick to the Tito's vodka.
Yeah, vodka man.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So you have one right now watching football?
No, I had a few too many watching the Cowboy game yesterday. Taking the day off today.
Fair enough. Yeah. It was a rough weekend up here, too.
I bet.
So I guess I have a question. The match obviously happened a couple weeks ago with Tiger Phil. Do you think that was kind of a good or bad thing for golf? Do you think it did what it wanted to do?
I don't think it was a bad thing at all.
Did you watch it?
Those two guys. Yeah, I did watch it. Those two guys are the reason, you know, we play for as much money as we do. They make golf. You know, into this, I mean, they've changed golf.
Yeah.
Especially Tiger. And, I mean, I think they deserve to have that match. I mean, I would say the quality of golf wasn't that great. I don't know what everyone's opinion was of it. I mean, I thought it was an okay product. But, I mean, like I said, those two, I mean, they deserve everything they get from that.
Yeah, so being kind of an insider in this situation, if you could pick the next match between which two golfers, who do you think would be a good pairing to go head-to-head in that kind of setting if they were to do it again?
Like other than Tiger and Phil?
Yeah, other than Tiger and Phil.
Oh, I'd love to see Spieth and Reed go at it. See if it gets personal at all. I think it'd be great.
Yeah, because you got to think that the mics are picking up some serious stuff in that match, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, to have guys that, I mean, I don't know what the relationship is now, but obviously things have changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
Since the Ryder Cup and everything, but if there is a little bit of animosity there, it'd be fun to watch them go at it.
Yeah, it would be. We do this thing on the on Drive the Green called the Ultimate Foursome. It's three guys that you would want to golf with, any walk of life, any, you know, professional athlete, actor, anything. If you could pick three people that you would hit the links with, who would be in your ultimate foursome?
Oh man, that's so tough. I mean, I'm a sports freak.
Yeah.
And growing up, I mean, Michael Jordan was my hero, and I've had the chance to play with him. I've played with him quite a few times, but I definitely would still have to throw him in there.
And you still have money left? Or did you take all his?
We've gone back and forth. We've been teammates most of the time.
Okay.
But it's good, yeah. And actually, I've never played with Tiger, so I would love to have him in there.
Okay.
And then probably Charles Barkley. Because even though he sucks at golf, he's so entertaining. I just love being around him.
And yeah. His swing has come a long way, too. They showed it on the match there, and it's
a little better, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they went out to Topgolf after.
Yeah.
Nice. So
I got a little Barkley money yesterday on the Cowboy game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a big Eagle fan.
So did you find that we watched the match here, and one of the things that we found when we were watching it was that Barkley and Pat Perez and they just seem, and Samuel there, they seem to almost be more entertaining than the match at times. It was just kind of one of those. They were almost creating the entertainment factor. So is Pat kind of one of your buddies on tour?
Oh, yeah. Pat lives down the road from me. We play a lot of golf together, and I did his radio show the other night with him. I mean, he's great. He's always been great to me ever since I turned pro and met Pat, and he's been a big help to me in my career.
No, that's good to hear. And you said you're a sports freak, so... Obviously, we talked football. What's kind of the next one? Is it basketball, or do you watch hockey at all?
Hockey.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I love hockey.
You a Stars guy then, or
big Stars fan? Yeah, and then James Neal, who now plays for Calgary, is one of my good buddies, so I kind of follow his career and wherever he goes. So I was a big Golden Knight fan last year. But yeah, I just love watching hockey. There's nothing like playoff hockey. I went to 3 of the Stanley Cup final games last year, and it was. I think my favorite sporting event I've ever been to.
Yeah. Well, now you have another tie into Graham Dillette, too, with him being a huge Flames fan.
Yeah, but I can't root for Graham in Calgary, so it kind of makes it hard.
Yeah.
Me and Graham bet against each other on the hockey quite a bit.
Yeah, it is. It was crazy, the Vegas run last year. I imagine that place was absolutely bonkers for the Stanley Cup final.
Game one of the Stanley Cup final was the coolest sporting experience of my life. Like, it was just... I've
really?
Never heard a place so loud. It was unbelievable.
And obviously you've been to Jerry's World in Dallas there, so that's saying something with the amount of people that are there, for sure.
Oh yeah, it's not even close.
Have you attended a Super Bowl?
Actually, I've never been to a Super Bowl.
No.
So need to do that now, because I mean normally Phoenix opens on Sunday.
Yeah, that's
Super
true.
Bowl, so it's kind of hard to.
Good point.
Kind of hard to get there.
Yeah. Fair enough.
If the Cowboys make it anytime soon, I'll go.
Yeah, you'd skip the waste management for that?
I would just have to figure out a
You're just going to play 2 days then?
Well, I hope not.
So at the waste management there, like, we see it on TV, obviously, the par 3 there with the stands around it. Does that do it justice, like what you can see on TV, or what's that like hitting in that, I guess, scenario with all those people watching?
I mean, it's unlike anything you've ever seen in golf, for sure. It's the atmosphere is unbelievable. I mean, the amount of people is just—it's a joke. And to think about stepping up and hitting a golf ball in front of 20,000 people—it's pretty crazy. But it's so fun, and I mean, your adrenaline gets going, even on Tuesday when you're playing a practice round. So it's so much fun to be a part of.
One less club because you're so amped up.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. When you're going out, you'd mentioned that you go. Golfing with Pat Perez, and you know, I'm sure lots of guys outside of the tour, you go out for rounds. Do you find that it's more enjoyable, or is it just the same type of golf? You know, if you're in an event, like, what's the difference? Are you trying to, you know, hit shots the way you want to, or are you just out there, you know, having a few drinks and just turning it off, like turning your mind off and just playing golf? Do you find that there's a significant difference there?
Well, I mean, there is a difference, but I mean, I take golf very seriously. I mean, normally when I'm playing at home, I mean, we're playing for something, so
yeah.
You're definitely focused on what you're doing
yeah.
out there. But yeah, there's occasionally beers involved and music, and it's fun. Like, I mean, I love playing golf. I play every day, even during off weeks. So yeah, you're definitely focused, but I would say that it's a little different level of focus compared to when you're actually being on tour and playing for real.
For sure. Quick rapid fire question here for you. This is a big question we ask everyone that joins us on Drive the Green. I'm really hoping we get an answer, and it's not neither, but are you a Coke or a Pepsi guy?
Probably Pepsi.
Yes! Yes!
I don't drink a ton of soda, actually, but okay. If I do, probably Pepsi, yeah.
All right, because, yeah, everyone that we've had on so far has said neither, and then so we're just happy that someone's especially siding with me because I'm a Pepsi guy.
Yeah,
why not? Mix it a little. So what do you have with your vodka? Or is it?
Water. Vodka, water, and a lemon.
Perfect.
Pretty simple.
Next rapid fire question for you. Another bone of contention. We don't do this, but it has been seen in rounds that we've went on before. Is putting out of the bunker acceptable or no?
No.
Thank you. Finally.
Like if you ever saw that, what would you do? Would you go over and snap the guy's putter or leave the round?
I'd start laughing and be like, "You're ridiculous." Like,
well,
I mean, no.
We've had all kinds of answers. You know, if they're not going to put a lip on it, I'm going to putt out of it. The fastest way to get out of the bunker, but it all comes back to listen.
I guess if that's the only way you can get it out, yeah.
Well, for this guy, it is the only way he can get it out, but we give
still
him a hard time.
Still look like a fool.
We give him a hard time all the time, so.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, that's really all the questions we had for you. We're just, we're excited to have you on. We appreciate your time. We're looking forward to you getting back out there, and we appreciate you joining us.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Hope everyone enjoyed our interview with Colt Nost. Thanks again to Colt for coming on. A lot of takeaways from that interview. The biggest one, of course, is my guy's a Pepsi guy.
Who would have thought the first guy to give us an honest answer in that question says Pepsi?
It's the best.
I can't imagine what the odds would be if you were throwing money down on that. Like, if you threw down $100, I bet you're making $2,000.
Well, we got honest answers from everyone. They just were all no.
Yes. Yeah. But, like, the first one to stay within the parameters of the question.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I mean, and then I asked him what he mixes. Classic vodka water guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's as you get older, you realize that pop in your alcohol is a waste of time, and all it does is give you a crash and unneeded sugar.
Plus, so it lets you keep your pop ban or your pop boycott going.
Yeah. So he hasn't drank much, but he said Pepsi. I mean, I'm in, what am I, week two now of the pop boycott, trying this out, and man, it's tough. It's not easy.
I'm going on like 3 hours without a pop.
Three hours without a pop. Yeah, well, you didn't, amazing you didn't have one here while taping.
Well, I'm trying to boycott it, man. Yeah. 3 hours.
3 hours. Another takeaway, obviously, speaking of honest answers, finally a guy that says, if you putt out of the bunker, you're a complete jackass.
Yeah. Just a straight up no.
Straight up no. And then I tried to say, you know, what some, you know, some people said anything to get it out. He's like, yeah, I guess if you suck.
Yeah.
So, but hey, he kind of got around to it. But at the same time, if he saw you with a putter, it friends off.
Yeah. You're losing credibility with Colt.
For sure. Another thing is, the next match, Jordan Spieth versus Patrick Reed. Now that would be someone like right now, peak rivalry. You would get more buys, I think, for that than maybe Tiger and Phil.
Probably.
I just wonder if they would dislike each other so much that you actually wouldn't get the ribbing and the banter and stuff like that. Like, I don't know if they would be that aggressive towards each other.
I think Reed would go full supervillain and, like, go for the banter, and I think Jordan probably doesn't like him to the point that he wouldn't even engage. So it might not be good.
I actually think it would be the same. I think they would both be so invested. First off, I don't even know if they'd do it because of that.
Yeah.
No one would want to lose. But I just don't think they'd be so invested in it that they might not actually
wanting to win.
No, just like not wanting to chirp or anything like that. Like, they're just so focused. It'd be like a regular round.
Yeah.
Where they're not goofing around or betting or anything like that. But I mean, maybe.
But as a good answer, I think that question has to be on every interview we do now.
What's the next match?
Yeah. Who would you think would be the, especially if you're getting PGA Tour guys, because they're kind of, like we said, behind the scenes and what might be a secret, two guys who are funny together or two guys who are.
Yeah, he provided some of that for us, so that was good. Big thanks. And then obviously, big sports fan, rabid hockey fan.
Yeah, I was shocked. I figured, being from, born in Ohio, lived in Texas, lives in Arizona now.
Yeah.
Didn't really see hockey being as his next big sport to follow after football.
But hockey is blowing up down south. Well, not blowing up, but a lot of people that actually get into hockey realize how awesome it is and fall in love with it. But
Vegas Golden Knights fan.
Yeah, well, James Neal guy. I went to some Knights games, but now that Neal's on Calgary, you can't really cheer for him because of Graham Dillette.
Yeah, because they bet on hockey.
But he's had some Prairie Bard. So shout out to Graham Dillette, who will be a guest on the pod here.
You got to think very so at some soon. Point.
So yeah, it was a big thanks to Colt. Good interview. Short, again, taped during a football game. So probably not the best planning on our part. We apologize for that to the listeners.
He said he was a little hungover too.
So. He did say he was a little bit hungover. So, I mean, kind of a perfect storm of a short interview.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get Colt on again. But yeah, we hope everyone enjoyed it. Next week, we have a big episode next week. Obviously, there's no golf going on, so we don't have any picks to make this week. But next week, I think everyone's going to enjoy. We have another longer interview for everyone. You're going to love it. We had a ton of fun doing this one. So stay tuned for next week. Hope everyone enjoyed this week. And until next time, it's time to hit the clubhouse.
Disembark.
Fill up. Play.